You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
And we welcome you back. Second half of the show live, and let's check in with Ryan, who is in Cincinnati. Hello, Ryan.
How's it going, Grim Reaper?
Just grimming and reaping.
Yeah, that's what Mike Griffin will do to you. I mean, geez, I had to go take a bunch of Tylenol after that. My head is still hurting. You know what would have fixed that for me, that headache? Is if our old friend from back in the glory days, Shane from Centerpoint, was alive, so I could watch Shane go through him faster than Germany went through France during World War II.
I'm not laughing at
that. I mean, literally.
I just had a tickle in my throat.
Literally, I mean, I swear, I start to believe that maybe Griffin goes home at night and sits on his couch in between his Kirby Smart and Steve Spurrier blow-up dolls and is having imaginary conversations with them if I didn't know any better.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I'm worried about Griffin. I mean, I get the love for Kirby. I mean, that's part of the job. But this thing with Spurrier... can you explain that to me, Ryan? I mean, what's all that
Spurrier
about?
Owned Georgia. I mean, Spurrier in the 90s owned Georgia, but Spurrier, like you said, he hasn't coached a game in how many years? 7 years, except for that, was it that league he was in?
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, leagues that,
exactly.
that blow up in the middle of the season really don't count on your one-loss record, do they?
No, they shouldn't.
Although I will say this, I was in Spurrier's office about 2 years ago, and he's got a game ball from one of those, whatever his last win was. I can't remember, you know, against one of those no-name schools, teams, not schools.
Well, what I miss about Spurrier is his wisecracks. You know, I think the classic one was when he said the West Georgia Water Boys School Library caught on fire. Most of the books still haven't been colored in.
I mean, I am one of the biggest Spurrier fans in the world, but Griff almost turns me against him. I don't know how you feel, but Griff makes it hard to root for anybody that he likes.
Well, maybe Griff needs to go see a plastic surgeon, have him redesign him a new face. One doesn't have a mouth on it at this point.
And quite frankly, considering that everyone is a fan of Tony Vitello, he's done the best coaching job in America. Did we need Griff to give a lifetime achievement award to the Tennessee baseball coach today?
No,
didn't think so.
Not at all. We just needed Griffin. That guy's lost his mind, Paul. I'm glad you straightened him out. I mean, you were throwing haymakers at him. He needed it.
I mean, you hate to use your best stuff on the first call, on the first guest of the day. I mean, we were at 3:15, and I felt like I just finished the Boston Marathon.
I mean, yeah, and you were like Mariano Rivera throwing cut fastballs under his chin and watching a broken bat.
I'm more of a jazz artist. Start slow, build up. But Griff had me like. You're not supposed to. I felt like I was in a. In a UFC title fight, I mean, the guy comes at me the first, with a karate chop, and I mean, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's Danny Cannell part two. Like I told you, he's just like Danny Cannell. I think he's lost his mind.
Let me make sure. Mike's Danny Cannell without the annoying accent.
Yeah.
The annoying and condescending accent, let me put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I don't know how you do it.
Danny,
I mean, my Advil, hopefully, is kicking in.
Is Danny? I know I should probably know that. Is Danny Cannell still alive?
I imagine he's obsessing with Alabama, doing anything he can to try to get him on probation.
Yeah.
He's still obsessed with him.
Good luck.
I'm glad Phyllis put him in his place.
Yeah.
You remember that, Jim.
I do. How's Danny's FSU Seminoles doing these days?
Probably getting close to shutting down the program. You might as well. I mean, how they insulted Bobby Bowden this year with a terrible season. I mean, that's embarrassing what they've done down there. Because I love Bobby Bowden. I love
Ryan,
Charlie Ward.
About 2 weeks ago when we were in Vegas, we had Mike Norvell on. He promised a turnaround, though.
We shall see.
Tell me this, Ryan. When you can't have a winning record in the ACC, what does that say about you?
Your program's destroyed right now. Yeah. I mean, Paul, me and you remember how great they were in the 90s and how intense those rivalries were with them in Florida.
FSU owned the SEC for quite a long time. How embarrassing is this? Mike Norvell lost, and I realize he wasn't at the game, but basically lost to Dan Mullen's players in his final game. Dan should have stuck around one more week. He could have gone out with a win over FSU. That usually was enough to save somebody's job. Not always, but it usually. Michael is in North Carolina. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Paul. Longtime listener, 12th-time caller.
Thank you. Wonderful.
You have a great balance between moronic humor and detailed and insightful analysis of all things college football, certainly. But perhaps your greatest moron maybe even attained the title of legend, as exemplified once again today by his analysis of Nick Saban being only a teacher. I think what he fails to recognize is that Nick Saban's greatest talent, perhaps, is his ability to learn. And I think he learned a lot of offense from Lane Kiffin. He certainly learned some defense from Kirby Smart, and he became the GOAT. But it isn't all about what Nick Saban taught. It's a lot more about what Nick Saban learned. So anyway, I just had to call in and take another shot at legend because I just think he's massively underrated when it comes to moronic humor. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. It's really good to hear from you. Dro is up next. Hello, Dro.
Hey, Paul, I want to go back to Texas where the feces and the syringes are on the horizon and talk about Jimbo Fisher. You know, he hasn't done anything but gotten a big check, Paul. He's been at A&M for about 4 or 5 years now and hadn't even gone to the SEC championship. He's not even picked to win the West, Paul. I mean, this guy's doing nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say he's doing nothing, Dro. He finished fourth in the country 2 years ago. He beat Alabama this year. He's had the best recruiting class, perhaps, in the history of the game.
And they're probably going to build another sports complex or something just because he beat Alabama. But, Paul, you know, he's just gotten, 4 or 5 years, Mullins wasn't even – he was at Florida for that long, and, you know, he went to the SEC championship. Mullins, just Jimbo, he's just, he has
done
anything.
Yeah, but Mullen never could recruit. Jimbo has been an awesome recruiter, and I think when you land the biggest class of the year, it's worth waiting to see how that pans out. It normally portends good things.
Well, listen, Paul, I'll tell you this. I know you're going to get a kick out of this, but Les Miles would win with the talent that Jimbo has. He hasn't done it yet. Roll Tide.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if that was the most objective analysis of Jimbo Fisher, but it was the most recent. I'll say that. T is in Austin. Hello, T.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
How are you?
Yeah, how you been doing, man? Hey, I want to ask you, what do you think my Sooners is going to do with that new coach? And before you answer, I heard that those teams are going to the Big 12. They say they would like to do it in 2023.
Well, T, I think Venables will be very good. I don't think that's a league right now that's all that difficult. I think Baylor is certainly a formidable opponent, Oklahoma State, but I think he's well suited. I don't know about 2023. I think Texas would like to move, but until the new commissioner comes in to the Big 12, I don't think we're going to really know. I think once that happens, I feel like it's possible maybe some of this bad blood will go away, but I'm not overly optimistic it's going to happen that quickly. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Dave, who is up next in Georgia. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Dave.
Hi. I just wanted to get your take on, now that Kirby Smart's won a national championship, do you think he's going to trend more similarly to Nick Saban or to Dabo Sweeney moving forward?
Well, I mean, listen, Dabo Sweeney did quite well. He's been in six playoffs and four national championship games. So you can do worse than that. But I really think Kirby Smart has built, you know, outside of Alabama, the best program in America right now. And some would argue it's better, I'm not sure. I'm not ready for that debate yet.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you. The only leaning I was kind of wondering was, you know, Nick Saban's proven that regardless of his coordinators, regardless of his quarterbacks, he wins. I think this last year, at least for me, raised a little bit of a doubt that if Sweeney doesn't have the right coordinator or the right quarterback, what's his success line like? And, you know, when Kirby doesn't have the defense he had last year, what's his success going to be? Obviously, I hope it's great because I'm a Georgia fan, but just interesting to keep an eye on.
Yeah, you know, Dave, I've watched Kirby like you have. I've been around him a couple of times most recently, and I just think he has total command. And again, I'm not sitting around in a room, you know, tossing back some beers with Kirby, but I think he has managed the national championship as well as you can, and he's following the Saban blueprint in terms of not letting it affect him any more than to use it as an advantage. So I'm very impressed with what he's done. Anyway, thanks for the call. We are, let's see, I guess we need to go to a break. Yeah,
sure.
Why not?
Let's do it.
You want to go?
Let's do it.
Let's go to a break. We got 5 minutes here to light up.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and Hayes is up next in Jackson, Mississippi. Hello, Hayes.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I got a quick question about what Sarkisian and Venables are telling recruits in terms of getting the inevitable question of when are they joining the SEC? What are they telling them?
Well, I think they're telling them they don't know the answer to that, and I think that is really the reality is that nobody on the SEC side feels like it's happening soon. Now, let me also say, in 2 weeks we're going to be down at the SEC meetings, and I think that will be a better gauge than what we've heard until now. But the new commissioner of the Big 12 is going to be key. Now, hopefully there'll be a guy or a woman that comes in there and says, you know what, let's end all this nonsense. Now let's find a suitable way out. But right now, that, you know, under the current commissioner, it's $80 million or bust, and nobody really wants to spend $80 million to get out of a league.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Right. So do you think in turn that, like, LSU and Georgia and Alabama have leverage over Oklahoma right now? I know Texas got the NIL game going strong,
well,
but
maybe no. I think most guys going, you know, they'll be playing next year. We'll look at it as it may happen sooner than 05 or 25, I should say. I don't think that's going to be a big deal. Yeah, you're betting on the future now. If you go to Texas or Oklahoma now, you'll play in the SEC. You may not play your first year, but you'll definitely play.
Right, you'll get to do it eventually.
So I think it would be a better question for Arch Manning than for me. But so if you see him, ask him, because I think he's the one that everybody. If Arch Manning chooses Texas, it's going to indicate that that's not really a big issue. Thank you very much for the call. Mitch is up next.
Paul.
Mitch.
How was your weekend?
Sadly, over.
That means I wouldn't have got to see you if it wasn't over.
Well.
So I ain't sad.
They finally told me about noon. Randy called me and said, are you coming in? I said, it's Monday. It's still the weekend, isn't it? I said, give me about 3 hours and let me go grab some coffee.
Let me make I don't like to talk about your guests because they're actually doing you a favor by coming on. But
well, most of them are. I think there may be an exception to the rule.
But let me make a personal observation about your boy Griffin.
Yeah.
He reminds me of – did you see the movie Coneheads?
Yes.
With Dan Aykroyd and all them?
Oh, sure.
He reminds me of that lackey that worked for the head of the FBI or whatever that
lackey
wants
is
to
a
do
good word,
all
the
butt kissing. And it seems like there's something he must want from Steve Spurrier.
It's one thing about Griff. He would never make it in the CIA. He's very transparent. Now I know he's a decorated veteran, and I don't want to diminish or besmirch his good name, but he's hurting Spurrier versus helping Spurrier. Let me put it that way.
Well, I don't know if you called this a couple of weeks ago, but I called it because we as Clemson fans were reprimanded many times for using the word. He had already used the word dynasty for Georgia.
Right.
And I thought to myself, when the second one.
Yeah, and by the way, Mitch, I use the word dynasty with Dabo as well, because when you play for four titles and you're in six champion and you're in six tournaments, you're part of a dynasty. Georgia's not there yet.
Well, because he used to work for Tennessee, didn't he?
He was the president of the Please Let's Give Butch Jones a New Contract Extension fan club.
Just like he was the president of J.D. Daniels, get in and play.
Yeah. And by the way, I admire a guy. I mean, that's the new, not to give a journalism lecture here, but that's the new normal in journalism. You know, there used to be an advocate for the truth, Mitch. Now you're an advocate for whatever school you cover.
Or whatever story you can make up.
And same way in politics. The news part, the news is worse than sports. It's even more biased.
That's why I don't watch the news.
Yeah, no, I get all my news from.
I call Jamari if I need the news.
Yeah, Jamari tells me what I need to pay attention to.
There you go. I hope you have a good evening.
Mitch. I appreciate that very much. You take care of yourself. Mitch was very pleasant today, wasn't he?
Yeah,
you think? I'm starting to feel guilty about the Uncle Paul deal.
Yeah.
Should we get Uncle Paul back?
I think so.
No. Okay. I don't know about you. I'm feeling good. It's Monday. Sometimes Mondays are tough days. But I think we've had some really upbeat calls. We had Griff, who we're now 2.5 hours into making fun of him. Yeah. Let's get a breath of fresh air, a guy that oozes positivity.
JK
is up next.
Paul, what's happening today, buddy?
We are doing super good.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Paul, I got a little a mild rant today. Let me start in the NBA. And I made this observation years ago, and it's come to fruition. To last night, the name Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, and James 6 or 7, skip to the loose steps, Harden, will never, ever win a national NBA championship, and you can put that in the bank. They might as well start a new R&B group, The Disappointment.
Or the Choke Awful. Artists.
Hey, fine. It don't make sense, man. Year after year.
I'll tell you what makes sense, and I'm not an expert on the NBA, but I had a conversation with Barkley about this late one night in Phoenix, and he says the season doesn't begin to the playoffs. And what you do in November doesn't matter what you do in February. And the pressure is intense in the playoffs. And you see a lot of choking going on. And that's what separates the great from the overpaid November champions.
But, Paul, when you go the whole season with the best record, yeah, and you get – beat on your home floor, oh, yeah, in game 7 by almost 50 points.
That's bad.
Somebody needs a spanking. Somebody. I don't know who it is, but somebody. But, Paul, let me clear this up.
You're being benevolent there.
Hey, let me clear this up from last week when you say I didn't have any proof about all the stuff that I was talking about Alabama and the Dodge charges and all that stuff on campus. Let me go and clear it up. I don't have proof. But there were a lot of Dodge Chargers with a lot of Dodge drivers that fit the description of Alabama players. Is that clear up enough for you?
Let me say this, JK. That's great that a bunch of Alabama players had Dodge Chargers, but you don't know how they purchased those or whether they leased them or whether they were borrowed. I mean, don't you think
you're
it's
right.
possible that 27 different Alabama players just happened to borrow another friend's Dodge Charger?
Hey, Paul, I even heard the rumor that the Bama players, that they had gotten so many Dodge Chargers, the Dodge dealership said, no, we're not going to sell you anymore.
Now, don't the police...
It's looking a little bit too strange.
I was in Alabama a couple of days ago. Don't the police use Chargers as well?
Well, maybe that's why they didn't get
stopped. The police.
Hey, maybe that's why they didn't get stopped. But hey, JK, they all fit the description.
You know what I have to say about that? So what?
That's right.
Get so what if all those players got a chance to, you know, because I say that because when I was in college, I didn't have a car.
Hey, Paul, hey, I was in the Navy.
What I would have given for a Dodge Charger during my college.
Hey, Paul,
I was in the Navy. A VW. I didn't care.
Hey, I was stationed in Jacksonville, Florida at the age of 19, and I was on the base without a car.
Right.
And from one end of the base, it would take you 1 hour to walk. So I would take a Dodge Charger, a Dodge bike, a Dodge wagon, anything just to get around that
base. You know what? I agree with you, Jay. Back then, and you did more than I did because you were serving this country. I was just ruining this country. I would have taken an iPhone charger. Forget a Dodge Charger.
Hey, Paul. Hey, man. Y'all have a good day, man, and I'm looking forward to this upcoming football season. And the main reason I'm looking forward to it because I'm tired of hearing all these excuses about the national championship game.
And by the way, JK, congratulations. I think the Pulitzer Committee has just awarded you this year's prize for your investigative reporting on the Dodge Charger. We'll take a break. We have a lot to do and 90 minutes to do it in.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Always one of our favorite guests. I've known Matt for most of my career. Legendary sports columnist, now a talk show host down in Jacksonville. Matt also writes for Saturday Down South. Great to have you on, Matt. We trust life's been good. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, where to begin? There's so much going on. But no matter how much I would like to move on, the whole specter of NIL and the portal and coaches accusing each other or insinuating seems to be where we are right now as the school year is coming to an end. So let's get your thoughts on that piece of the puzzle with NIL, Matt.
Where do we start, Paul? I mean, NIL is what it is. It's like, you know, what they did is they walked up to this fire engine, Paul, with this big crescent wrench, and they just start slowly turning it till it completely went full blast, and now they don't know how to turn it off. And that's kind of where you are right now, because there are no off-ramps in this thing. That's the problem. Every off-ramp is littered with legal action, and they're going to lose. It's shown by the Supreme Court last summer. They're going to lose. So I don't think any of them know what they're going to do about it. I think eventually the market will take care of that, Paul. I honestly believe that the market will eventually dictate where the money goes, and that the idea of all this money being thrown around will eventually settle down a little. But I think the more disturbing thing for most coaches is the transfer rule. I think they can't get a hold on the idea of the free transfer that allows players to leave, without having to sit out. So there's really no strings on them. And I think that's messing with the whole idea of roster management. That's where these coaches start to get involved. They start complaining about that. And again, I don't necessarily agree with that because – you know what? You're paid $7 million a year. Deal with it. If that means you got to lose a player or you have another team that's coming after one of your players and it's tampering, what are you going to do? I mean, this is now part of the game. It is what it is. And I think Mike Ray kind of said it better than anyone, the Notre Dame basketball coach last week, when he said, we should all just stop whining and deal with it and move on. It's funny, Paul. I look at it like this. 2 years ago, college sports somehow figured out a way to navigate a global pandemic, okay, and still earn all that TV money, yet all of a sudden now NIL and one free transfer has completely brought the sport to a halt. Come on. That's not realistic.
Matt, one thing I really admire and love about your writing is your ability to use sources who are in the bubble, who know what's going on, and then you can, without naming them, bring that information to the public. It's something that too few do. They just offer their opinion. So when as you talk to sources, and your sources go very deep, how would you encapsulate what you're hearing from them to talk about what's really happening right now, especially in the portal, where coaches are being accused of tampering, of paying, of all these nefarious things that seemingly are true?
I mean, I've talked to numerous guys, Paul, honestly, that say, what's different now from the past? Just, It's just more frequent now because the opportunity is there for players to leave and play immediately, as opposed to, as to prior, it was, well, you could appeal the NCAA. You may have a chance to play right away, but more than likely, you're going to have to sit out. It's just the frequency now that's picked up. And it's the same thing, really, honestly, with the NIL. It's just the money, the amount of money now that's going around college football is now increased exponentially because of course, the NIL rules being passed. You can make money off your name and image and likeness, whereas before it was just those, you know, brown paper bags. And originally it was those lockers in the bud station. Then it went to the Amazon lockers, and now it's just straight NIL now.
How is it being done from what you are gleaning from your sources? Is there a go-to way to do it? Or because it just seems like some places are worse than others.
I think it's brazen, Paul. I mean, I think it's you've got guys, whether you call them boosters, whether you call them collectives, whatever you want to call these guys, they're literally reaching out to these guys and saying, we're going to pay you X, Y, Z if you go to this school. And, you know, you're not going to be able to get a handle on this because in many states, and I think it's actually a majority of the states now, or it's close to a majority, where if you're a high school student, you can earn money off your name, image, and likeness. And I'm not exactly sure how the NCAA could say, or whatever becomes of the NCAA, whatever we call it, I'm not exactly sure how they could say, well, you can't play collegiately if you've accepted NIL money. I mean, you can't do that. Again, you're turning someone away for earning money off their name, image, and likeness. You can't do that. That will be shot down in court immediately. So they're trying to find a way out, Paul. I think it's interesting that Gene Smith, the Ohio State AD, has been making the rounds like in the last week. He's talking about how he wants to revolutionize the way they do things and, you know, pull away from the rest of collegiate sports and have their own rules and just the football playing schools. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's exactly what they've already done that. That's what the Autonomy Five is. The only difference is the NCAA still handles the enforcement. So if you're going to tell me that the enforcement then becomes part of the football playing schools, that's fine too. I'm all for that. Great. But then I think what he's trying to say, the quiet stuff he's trying not to say out loud is, we're going to figure out a pay-for-play system, because he said we can handle the NIL. We'll figure that out. That's what he told this athletic symposium. You're not handling the NIL. You're not figuring it out. There's no way you can stop it. It will get crushed in court every time. So what they're trying to do is figure out a pay-for-play system. I think that's the grand scheme.
Mike, there's been a lot of conversation about Congress. Two commissioners went up there recently. There's been a lot of conversation about breaking away, as Gene Smith has indicated, and so have others. But you know how slow this industry moves. I mean, the whole CFP destruction last year was evidence of that. So, I mean, how optimistic are you that really much is going to happen other than people blowing hot air?
You know what? It depends on if the panic is real, Paul, and I think some of it is real, or if the panic is just hyperbole and trying to get Congress involved. And Congress isn't going to get involved because there's a more dysfunctional group than those Power Five schools trying to figure out a playoff. It's Congress. So, you know, I think their best bet is for it to calm down and then kind of to try and work through it. If not, you know, you're going to have to do the model that Gene Smith is talking about. And this, again, I said this earlier, Paul, and I truly believe this. These guys found out a way to work the problem when it was a global pandemic. They can clearly work a problem like this. It's not that difficult. They really want to sit down and get together and figure it out. They can do it, but you've got so many different guys wanting so many different things and so many different conferences and universities wanting so many different things. You know, it will be a challenge, but it can be done.
Final question, just about on the field. You hear from a lot of people. We know who's supposed to be good, but what else are you hearing? What stands out in terms of, you know, maybe a school that we haven't been paying attention to that could surprise this fall?
I can tell you, a couple guys told me, it's actually in the last week, that number one, they think USC is going to be really, really good, really good. And another coach in the SEC actually told me that if you want to talk about NIL and how you want to see a program come back quickly with NIL, it's USC. Because you're talking about it's Los Angeles, it's Hollywood, there's a ton of money out there. You got a young coach who's proven he can win games, he can, you know, Bill Heisman Trophy winners, they think Lincoln's going to do a terrific job out there at USC.
Interesting stuff. Matt, many thanks. Matt Hayes joining us from down in Jacksonville. We rush to the break right here. Great conversation with him. More of your phone calls right around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Yeah, welcome back. We go to DB next in Alabama. Hello, DB. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Paul? How you doing today?
We are doing great.
Yeah, I was riding, you know, down 280, and I'm just tired of seeing all these signs, Paul, running for governor, senator, and all this other stuff. And I think you need to come on back to Alabama, Paul, and get our state back right. You need to run for governor. Thomas Tuberville, if he can win, Paul, you'll win by a landslide.
You know, it's funny, DB, a couple of years ago I had a friend that who dealt in those waters threw it up to me, and I you know, there's always that temptation to – but it scares me because there's so much corruption in public office that – as much as I would like to make a difference, I'd rather not go to jail. I think, I mean, you're not happy with all the great candidates Alabama has to offer right now? Are you kidding me?
Well, let's be honest. What else? What could come out of history with corruption? You're an RL millionaire. You have won over 250-some awards.
Yeah.
What else could you, you know what I'm saying? What else in your career, Paul? We need you to come back and reset the state.
Well, DB,
just fire everybody, and you know,
it's tempting.
Do what you're great at, Paul.
Now, would you, governor would be? I mean, senator sounds great, but you can't really do anything for the state as a senator. Governor is the job that makes a difference.
Yes, sir. And guess what, Paul? You got my vote, and you had a black vote. I'm telling you, if you can bring black and white people together in Alabama, you know you can be something else, Paul. And you do that every day.
Well, DB, it means a lot. Randy, what do you think? You want to go back with me? It's tempting. By the way, the primary is next week, so I guess I'm going to miss this round, aren't I?
Yeah.
But more than likely, the governor will get indicted, and so there's always an opening in Alabama to get in the back door. DB, it means a great deal, and Feinbaum for governor campaign begins immediately.
All right, Pop, you got my vote, and I'm going to have the sign in the yard and everything else. We'll get you some flags, and guess what? You got a lot of fans down here, Pop. We love you.
You count. And by the way, I will not take a salary. That would be the first thing I want to say before I run. I will not accept. That way I'm not indebted to anyone. You're on. DB, you're the campaign manager. DB, you're my campaign manager, so we'll talk after the show. Randy?
I'm in.
Okay, I'm not taking a salary.
Okay.
Chicken in every pot.
Okay.
We're going to do away with the state income tax, like Florida.
All right.
Expand the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Free
tickets to
make sport. Will sports gambling work or not in Alabama?
Why not?
I don't know. A lot of people are against it. Let me poll that before I make that an issue. And bring everyone together.
Yeah.
Is that possible in politics today? I want to be the first one that does it. And free tickets to all Alabama and Auburn games. Jeff is up next. So, hello, Jeff.
How you doing, Paul?
Jeff, we are doing great. Thank
you. Hope you had a great day today.
We are.
Good. Hey, I was wanting to respond to J.K. or a.k.a. Bama hater, talking about Bama players being paid. He doesn't give Saban the credit. You know, they've been paying players forever. Let's go back to Miami when they was winning championships.
Oh, yeah.
They had good coaches
large.
Down there. They took a pay cut when they went to NFL, and all him and I-Man can do is dog Bama and don't give him credit for what Saban has done while he's been down there. You pay players all you want until you know how to deal with those players and make them put out. You're never going to win. And we're fixing to get into that. We're fixing to find out what paying players will do above the board. And we'll see who can still coach and who can't coach, because that's what it all boils down to when it's over with. They always been paid. Don't you agree?
Right. Well said, Jeff. And that will be, by the way, one more campaign slogan. All college football players in Alabama get paid. Whatever they want.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.